This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are live at Piatta Italian Street Food, North Fayette, for our Fill the Boot promotion. It's a kickoff to our big five-alarm marathon Thursday at the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, where we will all be broadcasting live for over 26 hours. We just ran into a nice man named Brian who looked a lot like Will Howard,
yeah,
who was here picking up food. And you have come to Piatta's Aplenty because of what happened? Was it Lennox you were having or
no, we
Ace?
No, just said Ace.
Ace, yeah.
When Ace was born, that was still back when you could only have, like, you know, two people basically in there. Like, it was me, Alex.
That's what we did. We
Ace.
Didn't have, like, a whole family in there when Stella popped out.
I don't even think we were allowed to at that point because Stella was what? A couple. She's a year after Ace, right? So she's going to be two this July?
Yeah.
Right?
And, like.
So what we did was, though, we were in Oakland.
Do grandma and grandpa need to see a head pop out of a vagina?
No,
you know what I mean? But do you know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about, like, no one could be in there, period. Like, even after.
I know, but the idea that there was a party in there from the very beginning is a stupid concept.
Well, I think this is where you
have the baby and then bring people in a little while after. What do they call that magical hour you're supposed to have?
The golden hour.
The golden hour. Let the parents have a golden hour, Mozzie.
I think the thing you're forgetting here is you weren't the one delivering the baby. And so, like, a lot of the time, the mother wants maybe her mother or her sister or
Fair enough.
Support in the room.
That's fine.
You're just going, you're sitting there, you're going,
well,
push,
I almost passed out.
Push.
My head knocked off the light.
You know, yeah. No. But, like, we had gone down and we were just by ourselves, and my sister-in-law was watching Lennox.
Yep.
And I was just doing laps back and forth the Piatta, man.
Yeah.
We were in Oakland, and so I was
Brian recommends you get a Piatta, which is,
it seems to be an
Italian burrito
of
some kind.
I was already very familiar with, very good stuff. I think I ate there. We were in the hospital like 2 days, basically, with Ace. I think I ate a Piatta like
so you're vouching for it.
3 to 4. Yes, of
personal endorsement.
Personal endorsement here for the place we're at. I think I ate there 3 or 4 times, and it was damn good
so
every
time. We have a literal firefighter's boot on this table. So I know fewer and fewer people on their own carry cash around. Come see us.
Some people we know in our building say cash is king still.
Yeah. You could stop and put a little cash in there. Could you do a gift card or is it strictly cash?
I believe it's strictly cash situation. So if you got a little cash, we want to fill
the
boat
today. $5,
$10,
$20. The very rich listeners who are listening to Pat Bostick's private jet ads and thinking that's for me.
Haul and coils.
Maybe make a $100 donation.
Ooh.
And so we're here until 6. That was Pat Narduzzi saying we should play Penn State every year. So this is an introduction on a summer Friday into the annual debate and discussion about the extinction of the Pitt-Penn State rivalry and how we got it back. And Penn State won 3 of 4, and now it's gone away again.
Yep.
And I'm going to say something that Penn State fans don't want to hear, but I don't care because it's true now. They are afraid to play Pitt. That I don't think that was always the case, but I think they are now because of the change in college football. There are now more teams in the Big Ten, and there are better teams in the Big Ten. They got Oregon in there. Oregon was the number one seed in the conference football playoff last year. You've got USC in there now. So they've added teams that have made Penn State's conference schedule more difficult. It's not just Ohio State and Michigan anymore. It's a bigger league with better teams.
Talent-wise, they probably have 5 teams now on their conference.
It's clearly the second-best conference in college football after the SEC. No debate, no doubt about it.
They're having Oregon for their whiteout night. That's big boy ball.
So they only play 3 non-conference games in the Big Ten, and James Franklin wants to play cupcakes. He does not want to play a game against a team where he might either lose it outright and really hurt his chances of getting into the playoff, or you just gear up for a big game. It's a competitive game, and it's like an attrition thing. Like, you might not lose it, but Pitt might take a small piece out of you that, say, a Nevada or a Florida International would not do. And those are two of the teams they're going to play this fall, for example. So that's why it's not happening. Penn State fans could call 412-928-9370. The Austin Bechtolds of the world and the Eric Hagmans of the world can try to make every excuse they want for Penn State. That's the real reason why they don't play him now. It is. And I dare and defy any Penn State fan or any Pitt fan to call in and tell me otherwise. They don't want to have a situation where they play not a great Pitt team. No, I'm not sitting here saying Pitt's going to challenge for the playoff or the national championship, but compared to the sisters of the poor college programs that they're playing now, Pitt is way better. Pitt's way better than Marshall and Villanova. And those are the Pitt's teams that are on Penn State's non-conference schedule.
Pitt's just good enough to catch lightning in a bottle and beat them.
And they did one time, guess what it did? It kept them out of the playoff.
Out of the playoff. Washington played an easier schedule, went unbeaten.
They played Rutgers and a bunch of FCS schools and made it.
Well, then they just played a bunch of FCS schools, really.
Sorry, Charlie Borges out there, who's a proud Rutgers man, but you can continue.
State University of New Jersey. I mean, I thought that clip from Pat was so funny. Because I think Pat sometimes likes to try to be subtle in his digs, but then he just can't resist taking the old sledgehammer out. And
no, I wanted
his
more.
Point.
I wanted more. That was at the tail end of the interview. I would have said, we'll blow off the clock, sorry, Craig Riley. And we got to ask follow-up questions because Pat will say more incendiary things about Penn State.
Pat will keep going.
And I find that very interesting.
But he started that clip trying to, I think, throw a dart at Penn State by talking about how much more hatred there was with West Virginia. And the stuff about not Pitt fans not wanting to go there is true because the people on site are insane. But we've talked at length about how there are a decent amount of people like me who don't root for West Virginia in that game and never would, but don't have ill will towards West Virginia outside of that game.
Right.
So he got
though. It's not a better rivalry because you hate Penn State way more than you hate West Virginia.
Of course it's not. But then he could not resist taking subtlety and just smashing it by saying, by the way, I don't know why we don't play that game. I'm going to do something that'll even – you said you're going to tick off the Penn State crowd out there.
Yeah.
I'm going to do something that's going to shock them. They are wary of playing Pitt, and they are afraid to play Pitt or whatever you want to call it, and they're right to be, and they shouldn't. For their aims, playing Pitt has no purpose. College football at large, for me and you, we want to see rivalries. Most fans, casual fans, I think, do want to see the rivalry games.
So wait, if you were the Penn State athletic director, you would not play Pitt?
No. I think it's a completely defensible decision by them. They are.
Maybe you are starting to go back into the warm bosom of Penn State blue and white golf trip that you've got planned.
I would love to see them go 0-12 this year. Nothing would warm the cockles of my heart more. But they're right to not play Pitt. Why they have nothing gained from that game. They either get a pound of flesh taken out of them in a close win that might hurt them for a bigger opponent later, or disaster strikes. You get one of those weird, bad James Franklin games, although he doesn't have them as a heavy favorite pretty much ever.
Yep.
And Pitt just rises up out of nowhere. That's Pitt's Super Bowl. That's Pitt's college football playoff. They're not going to go there this year. They started 7-0 last year. We all got fool's gold. Like, Pitt would treat that game like the biggest game on its schedule.
Because it is.
Because it is. They would treat it like the game that they were going to let all the stops out because they aren't going to go to the college football playoff. And if they beat you, they are going to live off of that. For years, dude, I know Penn State won the next three games and Pat had a very bad gaffe by kicking from the one and then having it go off.
And they weren't particularly close games either.
No, other than that one, it had a chance to be. And yep. Pat, like, kind of, I'll just say it. I think Pat turtled in the moment there and did not go
for it. He made
a
mistake.
He did.
A big one.
He made a very conservative mistake and paid doubly. Guess what, though? I still have visions of Ryan Lewis in the end zone picking off that last gas McSorley pass and Pitt winning that game. And I still derive happiness from that. So in that sense,
one of the great moments in Acrisure Stadium history for my money.
And I was in trouble because I was supposed to be doing pre and post, and I was in Vegas for a wedding watching the game. You bailed me out.
I was in the stadium, and I did post for that. And
you said that was an electric atmosphere.
The stadium was shaking.
You said that was as good as it has ever been for anything.
100%. Yep.
And
I'd say Polamalu's interception obviously takes the cake, but I'd put that as a top five moment in that stadium.
I just am going to surprise people by saying, like, we're having this whole talk about expanding to 16 teams and Greg Sankey, the SEC commissioner, like refusing to commit to any sort of thing. And you know why we're having that discussion in college football? Because Bama got left out. Because they played like tougher teams or whatever you want to call it, and they didn't win enough of those games, and they got left out last year.
Yep.
So against that backdrop, if I'm thinking about this from the Penn State Athletic Department and the athletic director's perspective.
And James Franklin.
Right.
Who calls shots.
Because we should be calling shots. They're paying him enough money to.
Yep.
Why would I play Pitt? What benefit does it confer to my team? He clearly, on some level, he probably does see it as like a rivalry because he would love to just beat Pat. I think
I don't think he does. He said it's like playing Akron. I don't think he really sees it as
that
a rivalry.
He says that a lot, but I think James would derive pleasure from beating Pat like by 5 touchdowns if he had the if he could do it no strings
well,
attached.
Well, that's right, because he doesn't care for him.
Right, there's I think there's personal animus. I think fans still love, you know, Penn State fans still love to beat Pitt more than they love to beat Villanova.
They wouldn't tell you that, though. They make it sound like Pitt's gum on their shoe sometimes.
I'm aware of that, but then you get the true feelings come out if the game is close and they're screaming stuff and they're like tensed up about it. There's no reason for them to play the game. I don't like that that's the case. I don't like it as a sports fan that this is where we have come to in college football. There is zero reason, zero upside, zero benefit for, frankly, this really pains me, a program that has ascended to the level Penn State is consistently at now under Franklin,
yeah,
to play a program that is where Pitt is.
So with the way that the college football playoff works, you look at Penn State's schedule and you see Nevada, FIU, and Villanova, and you think, job well
smart
done,
business.
That's how they should do it?
Good business. You'll get plenty.
That is a joke, though, dude.
You will, but
that is embarrassing.
It is embarrassing, but they'll get plenty of what they need, and you know what I'm talking
about.
Yeah, I do. Quality wins. If they run through the Big Ten schedule unbeaten, they'll
You're right.
be just dandy.
412-928-9370. We are live at Piatta Italian Street Food, the North Fayette location here at The Point. And we've got our Fill the Boot thing going on right now. It's a kickoff to our huge Fan 5 Alarm Marathon event. We've already seen a guy who I thought was Will Howard in here.
I'm looking at the 5 Alarm schedule just laughing again. Do I have plans for Harry Callis?
Oh, I have a big announcement on that.
I got Harry Callis plans at 10 p.m.
So there's a big announcement on what's going to go on there coming up. But we also want to get your calls in here. Narduzzi said Pitt and Penn State should play every year. I said Penn State's afraid to play Pitt. Malzi said Penn State should not play Pitt. What is your opinion on this annual debate about why these two in-state college football rivals don't play each other? 412-928-9370. 412-928-9370. That is the Edgar Steiner & Associates fan text line. A person in your law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Intern Dom is standing by to take your calls. We're going to have Bob Nightingale later this hour on the Pirates. We've got James Jones next hour, former Aaron Rodgers wide receiver, on A-Rod being absent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.